Shavua Tov, this is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, those who have given their lives on behalf of Klal Yisrael on the front lines in Gaza, in Eretz Yisrael, and to all those who have perished. And it is dedicated as a zechus for the Yeshua, for Klal Yisrael, for the protection of Chayalei Tzahal, and for all those who need a refua and a Yeshua. In the Seder this morning, we read the opening pasuk, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. Hashem appeared to him, meaning to Avram. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh points out that the construction of this pasuk is odd. Now, Hebrew and English are different in certain ways. For example, if you want to say a large table, you say Shulchan Gadol, which is table large. If you want to say a nice window, you say Chalon Yafeh, which is window nice. So you flip the word. However, when it comes to subject and predicate in a sentence, it's like English. He said, she said, they did, we went. The subject comes before the predicate. And therefore, this opening pasuk, Vayera Elav Hashem, flips the standard reading. It should say, Vayera Hashem Elav, like V'idaber Hashem, Vayomer Moshe, Vayikra Yitzhak, Vayisa Einav. You say the subject before the predicate. So what is the meaning here of flipping it? Question one. And question two, which many Mefarshim ask, Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appears in a vision, but then we have no indication of what Hashem actually communicated in that vision. So what's going on here? So on one level, we have the Gemara cited by Rashi, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And therefore, if the pasuk is reversed in its construction, it de-emphasizes the subject and emphasizes the object, meaning Hashem, the subject, is de-emphasized. And what is emphasized? Avram Avinu. Avram, who is the object of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Avram, whose needs are being attended to. You know, sometimes if people engage in chasadim, it's a sort of little bit of a virtue signaling chesed. They play to the cameras, sharing on their social media the various chasadim that they're involved in. You ask somebody, for example, you know, how are you? They say, oh, I'm so tired. I just went to 3 shiva houses, to 4 bikur cholims. I went to 5 challah bakes. I'm so tired from all the chasadim that I'm doing. In other words, sometimes people are enthralled by chesed, but the purpose of the chesed is more about me, the person who's doing the chesed, than about the needs of the person who is receiving the chesed. The person receiving the chesed is merely an object. I once had a Rebbe that when he called him to say, we'd like to come and do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, he said, if you're coming to visit me because you want to make me feel better, then you're welcome to come. But if you're coming to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, then go find somebody else to make your lulav to shake. In other words, I as a human being, I'm not a lulav, I'm not an estrog, I'm a human being. And so sometimes people make their object of their chesed really just an object. And so Vayera Elav Hashem de-emphasizes Hashem and emphasizes the chola who's being visited. And that's point number one. But then that really raises the question. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks, why did Hashem wait until day 3? Right? Chazal tell us that it was on the 3rd day after the Milah. So why did Hashem wait? Indeed, notes the Aruch Chaim, that there's a Gemara that says that the sakana is great on the 1st day. The pain, the sakana, it's great on the 1st day. So why did Hashem wait till the 3rd day? Yes, the 3rd day may also be a day of great pain, may also be a day of great sakana. But from that point on, you know, things sort of wane a little bit. So, but even if it's the same, so why did Hashem wait until the 3rd day? And here the Aruch Chaim cites the Ran, a very interesting thought from the Ran, which is actually codified halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that when a person falls terribly ill, people other than the immediate relatives and close family members or close friends should not visit the person in the 1st 3 days. Why? Why? Because of the fact Lolit Ramazel. And if I can translate that in a modern idiom, what I would say that means is that we don't want to call attention to the fact that the person is ill. We do not want to label him as ill, as a chole, that somehow the spiritual energies of the world will be focused on this person as a chole. He will be designated as such, labeled as such, and in a certain sense, condemned as such. Nobody wants to be labeled. Sometimes a child is labeled in school, in first grade, second grade, third grade, as, you know, special needs child, a learning disabled child. And it doesn't make a difference what this child may accomplish, how far he may go. He's labeled learning disabled. You know, there was an interesting study that was done many years ago in the, I believe it was the Chicago public school system, where they told the teachers that certain students had learning issues and certain students were gifted. They didn't tell the students any of this. They just told the teachers. And what they found was that the students who the teachers believed were gifted did quantitatively better, qualitatively and quantitatively better on all measurable exams. And the children who the teachers were told had learning issues did significantly worse on the quantitative assessments. That is to say, when we label people, we invest them with a certain perspective, and this can be damaging. So number two is Rabbeinu Shel Olam is teaching us here. Why did he wait until the third day? Because as the Ran says, we don't visit a person on the first 3 days. The lo litra mazla, we do not want to label that person as such. Labels define people, and people do not want to be defined by their circumstances, defined by their tragedy, defined by their illness. People certainly want to be helped and assisted and supported, but not to define. And finally, Yer Chaim HaKadosh says a totally different take. And he says, while it's true that Hashem is de-emphasized and Avram is emphasized for the points that we laid out, and perhaps the reason that there is no speech is because Hashem was involved in doing the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. It's not about a speech. It's not about talking. It's not about doing. It's not about what he would say in this vision. It's about doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. And this gets us to the final point of the Or HaChaim, where he says that perhaps what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was doing here, not about Bikur Cholam, but Hashra'as HaShechina, that Hashem came to be present and to be with and to commune with Avram Avinu. That's what he was doing. Hashra'as HaShechina, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that this Hashra'as HaShechina was the significant factor. And you have to ask yourself the question, what does that mean, Shechina? The word Shechina comes from the word Shochein. Shochein means a neighbor. And what is the definition of a neighbor? Does it mean somebody who brings you a cup of sugar when you run out of sugar? Does it mean somebody who has the key to your house so in case you get locked out, you can get a key from them? Well, what is the meaning of a neighbor? The answer is no. Those are examples of what it means to be a friend, not a neighbor. A neighbor can be a good neighbor. A neighbor can be a bad neighbor. The definition of a neighbor is simply somebody who is in your location, is close to you, in other words, in your presence. Kavanas HaKosov, says the Or HaChaim, Shehishra Shechinoso Denase Merkava L'Shechina. That Hashem communed, he was a shochein, he was a neighbor, he was simply present for Avram Avinu. And as such, Avram Avinu became a vehicle for the expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. Sometimes people go, let's say, to Bikur Cholam, or Lahavdil, Lo'aleinu Nichum Avelim, and they feel they have to say something, they have to do something, they have to bring something. No. All you have to do is be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just be present. There's so many people that are lonely in this world. And as Rav Soloveitchik famously wrote, that there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. You could be in a room in a chasana with 750 people. You're not alone, but you can feel quite lonely. Loneliness is a sense of feeling that you are without anybody to support you. without anybody to commune with, without anybody to feel your pain, to feel your joy, to express your experience. You are just alone in this world on such a level that you are lonely. A person can be alone, meaning in a room without any people, but not be lonely, because he knows his friends are with him, his family is with him, Klal Yisrael is with him, the Ribono Shel Olam is with him. He doesn't feel lonely. The Or Chaim HaKadosh says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He just came to be present with Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu shouldn't feel that sense of desolation and isolation. And that is Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elone Mamre. Hashem appeared to him. The focus is not on Hashem, Vayera Elav, that Hashem appeared to him, to be, just to be with him. And to the extent that we can find the people in our lives for which we can be present for them, just to let them know that we're there, to remove their sense of isolation and loneliness, we are conducting ourselves in the manner of the Shechina, of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. It seems to me, in this particular point in time, in this moment of Klal Yisrael's history, it is more important than ever for us to be Shechinim for one another, for us to be like the Shechina herself, and be present for each other, to give each other emotional support and psychological support, to remove the sense of isolation and loneliness that Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael feel every day, abandoned by the world, abandoned by humanity, condemned in every direction. But we have the power, through our means, to be Shechinim, to be a Shochein, to be like the Shechina himself. In the Zechus of our emulating the Shechina, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Shalom al Yisrael, b'mehera v'yameinu, Amen. A good vach to all.